So some misuse the name of the Lord, actually, in times of worship, by creating an image of not somebody to be feared and worshipped, but somebody whom you could hold by the waist and walk with. I agree, the human Jesus, that's the picture we had, but he is God, and he's not human anymore. Sometimes we think of Jesus as baby Jesus, meek and mild. That's not the Jesus we deal with now. We deal with the Lord of the universe. So that idea of baby Jesus is something that happened in love. He reduced himself to a human form for our sake. But he is not that. That was a temporary position for our own salvation. He is now God of the universe. So when you talk about Jesus, you are talking about the God of the universe. When you talk about the Holy Spirit, you are talking about the God of the universe. When you are talking about God the Father, you are talking about God of the universe. So you cannot misuse the name. In fact, Jesus said, if you misuse the one of the Holy Spirit, you may not be forgiven, because he's the one who causes conviction. So how will you be convicted enough to repent so that you can be forgiven? So we need to be clear that misusing the name of the Lord is many things, but it's creating an impression that God is not who he is, and getting him to be thought to be less than he would like it to. Worship is to raise God's name, to make God's name be regarded as big, as who he is, recognizing, because we don't make him bigger, but recognizing the greatness of God is what true worship is.